News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Belarusian opposition leader Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya said today that she had asked the United States for further sanctions on individuals and companies supporting the Belarus government. The Biden administration said on Friday it was drawing up a list of targeted sanctions against key members of the Belarusian government following the former Soviet Republic's forced landing of a passenger jet and arrest of a journalist, Roman Protasevich, and his girlfriend, Sofia Sapega, on board. Speaking in the Lithuanian capital of Vilnius, where she is based, Tsikhanouskaya said that she welcomed a decision by the United States to introduce sanctions against Belarusian state-owned oil companies starting from June the 3rd. A little over from 2 hours from right now, Joe Biden will be taking part in a remembrance.
It will meet privately in Tulsa with survivors of the violence that killed up to 300 black people along what was known as Black Wall Street. He's the first president to take part in the remembrances, and the visit comes amid a continuing struggle over racial justice. He's been pushing Congress to pass a policing overhaul, and today will announce steps to help narrow the wealth gap between blacks and whites. The White House says one step will address issues leading to black-owned homes being appraised at far less than comparable homes owned by whites. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Dozens of medical workers protested in rebel-held northwest Syria today against the granting of President Bashar al-Assad's government a seat on the executive board of the World Health Organization. The rebels blame the Assad regime for the destruction of hospitals and clinics in recent years. The decision to give Syria a WHO seat came a decade into the country's devastating civil war that has left large numbers of civilians, including many health workers, dead and injured. This is VOA News.